Good morning. A warm and humid start to the day across interior New York and New England, with high pressure off the eastern seaboard allowing mugginess to flow in on the heels of a south-southwest wind. And temperatures are in the 60s to around 70 to start the day in most places, with dew point levels way up in the 60s to around 70. So a midsummer-like feel to start this second day of September. We'll continue with the warm southerly wind flow with hazy sunshine today. Readings will continue to climb back through the 70s and 80s, and a lot of places will be in the upper 80s to around 90 by the end of the afternoon. In this environment, one or two showers or thunderstorms could fire, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, as a cool front approaches from the west. By the end of the day, the shower and thunderstorm activity will become more numerous in central New York, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy rainfall. This activity will press to the east after dark tonight, and the best chance of showers and thunderstorms for most of eastern New York and New England will be through the evening and during the overnight period. Still, despite the fact that we will lose the heating of the day, some of the showers and thunderstorms could be on the strong to severe side, so we'll be on the lookout for that even into the overnight period tonight. After the storms end, we'll have areas of fog, and temperatures will drop back down towards 60. This will set us up for a more comfortable day tomorrow, with a return to sunshine through the day. Highs will be around 80 on average, before the heat and humidity return on Thursday and Friday. High temperatures on Thursday will be in the lower to mid-80s, then back into the upper 80s on Friday afternoon. This will lead to the next front to start the weekend on Friday night and Saturday, with the next chance of showers and thunderstorms. Behind this next front, cooler air will flow in and more autumn-like feel in the air by Sunday and Monday, with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central New York southwestward into Kentucky. Surface heating within a rather moist environment should result in moderate instability this afternoon. Meanwhile, a strong belt of mid-level flow accompanying a trough of low pressure will overspread the region. These variables should support an increase in convective intensity as renewed development occurs along outflow boundaries and differential heating corridors by late this morning through the afternoon hours. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Dolly, located about 210 miles east-southeast of La Pesha, Mexico. Dolly is moving toward the northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion should continue through the morning and into the afternoon. A turn toward the west-northwest is expected by this afternoon. On the forecast track, the center of Dolly will approach the coast of Mexico later tonight and move inland tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slight strengthening is forecast during the next 24 hours until Dolly makes landfall. Dolly is expected to produce rainfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 10 inches through Wednesday evening. This rainfall could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides in areas of mountainous terrain in northeastern Mexico. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility under mostly cloudy skies and fog, 52 degrees with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 70, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 29.87 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-90s, Boston mostly sunny near 90, and in Buffalo partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms in the middle to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 88 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 79, that's 12 degrees above normal. There were 14 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also obviously the total for the month, which is 10 above normal. And 581 cooling degree days for the season, which is 34 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 100, set in 1953. And the record low, 39, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:28 p.m. 13 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 70s to middle 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, a nice breeze, and lower humidity with highs in the lower 80s. Sunny skies, lower to mid-80s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Friday, higher humidity in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday in the lower 80s, and back to the 70s with increasing sunshine on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.